This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Congress passed a bill this summer. President Obama signed it into law that within the next couple of years is going to require food companies to note on product labels whether the contents contain genetically modified ingredients. There is some hope in the non-GMO food world that greater awareness of the issue is going to boost their business. Ditching biotech crops in favor of conventional ones, though, is not as simple as it sounds. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
In the late 90s, many farmers went all in on genetically modified crops, and Jack Bruns, a farmer in North Dakota, was one of them. But then, about 10 years ago, he decided to grow some non-GMO soybeans. His motivation?
To make more money.
Non-GMO soybeans have boosted his profits anywhere from 5 to 15%, but they're a lot trickier to manage. Controlling weeds is more challenging, and Bruns has to handle the non-GMO beans more gingerly during harvest, storage, and transport. The company he supplies to markets them as food grade.
Their buyers want whole beans, not beans with cracks in them.
That wouldn't matter with GMO beans that are destined for animal feed or soybean oil. Another issue, Bruns has to be super vigilant about keeping GMOs at a safe distance. He still grows some biotech corn and soybeans, so they are around on his farm.
Had the best day ever spraying we did.
We head to his barn, and Bruns shows me an air compressor and hose. He uses them to blast any biotech corn kernels or soybeans out of the nooks and crannies of his equipment. Other people in the supply chain might not be so careful. Bruns once bought seeds that had been cleaned at a commercial facility, and they got contaminated by GMO beans, the kind used with the herbicide Roundup.
You know what a soybean looks like, a little round baby. And then they go on the floor, go here and there, and they just go everywhere. And I would say it's impossible to get every Roundup bean in a commercial facility out.
If beans test positive for GMOs, the buyer might reject the load.
We've never had a GMO come through this facility.
Jennifer Tesh is in charge of marketing at a company Jack Bruns supplies. It's called Healthy Food Ingredients. The firm specializes in organic and non-GMO products, including soybeans, quinoa, blue corn. All the care that Jack Bruns takes to preserve the integrity of his non-GMO beans will be put to the test at Healthy Foods facility in Moorhead, Minnesota. Workers will grind the beans down, mix them with water, and then dip little test strips into the solution.
This kind of looks like a pregnancy test.
They're checking for any genetically modified material. If the beans pass muster, they'll eventually get packaged up and labeled with a code that indicates the exact farmer and lot they came from.
We have a customer that makes soy milk out of our soybeans overseas. They use that same grower code on their finished retail bottle to tell the story to their customers in that market. We know who this farmer is. We know where your food came from.
Just to be clear, this couldn't be more different from the trajectory of genetically modified soybeans, or really agricultural commodities in general. Their origins kind of just get lost in the shuffle as they move through the supply chain. I asked Tesh whether this system with non-GMOs is really practical.
It makes me wonder how much of the food industry can go in this direction. Like, is it really scalable?
No, I think if we were going to say, is this possible for 100% of the food market segment to go to this? Probably not. Is it scalable to continue to grow where these multinationals can start utilizing more non-GMO ingredients if they prefer? Yes, it's possible.
She says with commodities prices down, farmers are interested in the premium they can get with the non-GMOs. And that alone is the allure for farmer Jack Bruns.
Do you have any problem eating foods with GMOs in them?
No.
He says non-GMO soybeans are, after all, a niche market, but it's one he's happy to cater to. In Valley City, North Dakota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.